studio. Sitting across from me today, I have someone that I've been really friendly with for about 5 years now. Lucas Rothman, here he is.
Hi. There it's been longer than 5 years, by the way.
Has it been longer than five? Yes, okay, indeed. Wait a minute. It's 2023.
Yep.
Eight years. Time has been flying. So I've known Lucas as a singer-songwriter from the time that I first met him. And, you know, it's an incredible culture that we have here right in our community.
Sure is.
I got a second home here from Manhattan. And I used to come here to get away. And at some point in my life here, I discovered that I'm in the city for a couple of days, and I couldn't wait to get back home. And there was things going on here that were just as interesting and just as entertaining and stimulating as everything that was available to me in the city. And not the least of these is the music scene that we have.
Oh, indeed.
And Lucas is a very captivating performer. He's been performing recently. I've seen him as a solo performer. I've seen him with a different variety of different musicians behind him. And I've also seen an incredible growth in his songwriting and performing abilities.
Thank you.
So I'm just so pleased to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here.
All right. So, yeah, is he blushing?
He could be
blushing a little bit.
And you know, you were one of remember you gave me voice lessons?
That's actually how
I started to really I credit you with really helping me sort of like get in touch with my breath in that way. So yes, I remember going over to your place for vocal lessons. I think it was through donations to WJFS.
A lot of times we'll have special added offers on our pledge drive, and I used to offer voice lessons. You know, the thing that I was so impressed by your commitment to your music and to your art, because singing is a skill that applies not just to classical music, but any type of music. And some people don't think they have a technique, but if you're singing, yeah, you have a technique.
It's there somewhere.
And I've seen your growth in that, but your commitment to music and your willingness to write about the world that you know, you're writing about songs about your life. And what I love about singer-songwriters is everybody has such a unique perspective. Mm-hmm. And when you look in the details of somebody's songs, that's where you get to know them. So I would love for you to treat us to a song here today.
Oh,
sitting here live in the studio. What would you like to start with?
I thought I would start with something from my second CD or album, what we call it now, from Lead Me Back.
And recording. We call them recordings.
Recording now. Okay.
Recordings. Is it a record, an LP, a CD? Oh, my God. Is this a wave? It's a done. No, it's a recording.
It's a recording. The second one, which was Lead Me Back, and this is a song called Let's Go Walking.
Thank you.
Sweet the stillness of a winter's morning. Chimney smoke and the snow is falling. In the quiet as you lay sleeping, with your moonlit shoulder and your gentle breathing. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Leave our footprints out there in the snow. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Let's get lost down in the streets below. Ooh, ooh. Whispered poem. Dreamy spaces that we inhabit with our spectral graces. but the clock is ticking and the fridge is humming. Whistling wind through the skylights calling. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Leave our footprints out there in the snow. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Let's get lost down in the streets below. Steam pipe through the kitchen. Creature comforts of our little prison. Come on, darling, no hesitating. Through the doorway where life is waiting. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Leave our footprints out there in the snow. Wake up, honey, now let's go walking. Let's get lost down in the streets below. Ooh.
Lucas Rossman, Let's Go Walking, live here on Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary, and yes, we have a live one on the wire here. Oh, yeah. What a charming song.
Thank you.
That just makes me feel good when I hear it. There's something very easygoing.
Yeah.
It's very visual, too.
Yeah, I have a few of those, but then I have some that are total opposite. So, you know.
Where were you when you wrote that song?
Oh, that's a New York City, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's a Brooklyn sort of snowy day song. You know, my wife and I, we're both teachers, you know, we're both educators. So it's sort of like we would just like the kids, we love those snow days, you know what I mean? Which the pandemic pretty much killed in New York City anyway, so you don't have them anymore, but Zoom killed that. But yeah, so it was on one of those snow days, and you know, I was just sort of thinking about, you know, it's you're looking out the window in Brooklyn Heights, and there's like, you can't even see a footprint in the snow yet because nobody's up yet, you know.
Wow.
And the sun is just starting to come up and shine off of the shine off the snowy bluffs, and everything looks pure and clean, and you know, it's a very special.
It sounds like you're in the process of writing song right now.
So I think that's probably where it was, that sort of.
It's vivid for you. Yeah. I had a real strong, like, a physical sense of a place when I heard you sing it. I wasn't sure that it was Brooklyn. Were you raised in Brooklyn?
No, I was actually raised in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up in inner city Philadelphia, South
inner
Philly.
Inner city Philadelphia. Yeah. So when you play the harmonica and you play the guitar, you know, I'm thinking, you had mentioned Woody Guthrie and you know, I'm thinking Bob Dylan and all that stuff. So when did you start playing harmonica and guitar? That's something that I've never attempted to do. When did you start bringing the harmonica into the picture?
I think, you know, a lot of us start off sort of like trying to kind of mimic.
Of course.
Certain, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, and to be honest with
you. That's an ancient technique, man.
I know, it's
man.
An ancient technique. So,
yeah, it's one of the best.
I definitely sort of like would look at the old. You know, I would listen to Dylan, and sort of like that was the first time I ever really started thinking about, oh, wow, you could be a poet.
Wow.
You could be a poet. And then it was watching him, I think, especially some of those, you know, that, you know, like that Penny Packer,
the documentaries
and things like that. And I just sort of like was so taken by that. And I also sort of realized, too, for a little while, I was playing in the subways in New York City, and I sort of like realized it's, you know, I'm not necessarily a really big lead player, and it was always good to sort of like have, you know, a little something, something else to sort of like go with it. And I realized, oh, you know, I'm probably never going to be that guy who does the killer, you know, who, all of a sudden
you flash it out way up there on the 12th fret.
That's probably never going to be me. You know, I certainly can, you know, I can sort of create, you know, I can create different textures using the harmonica. So
it's definitely folk oriented music, but I've also heard you do a lot of blues tinged stuff. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it depends on how many verses you have. To me, it goes beyond folk into almost a level of an art song. You might not experience it that way. But it has to do with the topics and the things that you write about.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So you live here in our area full time now?
No,
you still,
go back and forth. You know, so we're still, that's why I miss, you know, I feel so bad. I miss all the open mics and things like that. But in the summertime, I try to make up for it by, and that's why I play, you know, during the summertime. So you might find me sort of playing more at different sorts of venues and things like that.
So. Now, you're about to release a new recording.
Yeah.
But you've already got three that are available now.
Yes, definitely.
And where are they available?
So they're pretty much everywhere. But the best place to go is my website. I'm actually going with my middle name, too, now. So it's LucasMiharRotman.com.
You got to spell that for us, Lucas. Come on.
LucasMiharA, and then Rotman. And so that's my new website.
Okay.
And that actually has links to sort of like all of my old stuff. And that's all linked up. And yes, and that is all connected to, and it's all there on Spotify and Amazon and what's the other one? iTunes.
There you go.
Yep, there you go.
Now,
so it's all there.
Have you recorded as Lucas Rotman? How would they find it?
Yeah, so that's part of what I've been doing lately is trying to organize all my sort of music, because it's kind of tricky to sort of gather it all, because it was recorded under Lucas Rotman. It was recorded under Melodic Miners.
Melodic Miners.
Yes, which was my
M-I-N-E-R-S.
Band. Yes.
Yes, money. As in not as a bunch of kids. We don't know why they're up there. No, Melodic Miners. I love that imagery. So two of your CDs are as Melodic Miners.
Yeah, as Melodic Miners. And but luckily at the website, it's sort of like everything is sort of like there. You know what I mean? So I'm just trying to organize all this stuff so people can find it, so that when I release this new, you know, the new stuff, that it'll be right there and easy for everybody to get access to.
Now, when is the new recording going to be available?
March
23.
March,
oh, I'm excited.
Yes.
I'm excited. We do have a little preview of that music coming up, but we'll get to that. So are you comfortable? Are you feeling good?
I feel good. Hey,
would
I'm with
like
you.
To
I'm
sing
with you,
another
Kathy.
Song? I want to hear another song.
Yeah. Well, this is...
Sing to me.
That sounds good. So this is a song called Superb Starling. And I was just thinking about this today. It was deals with... I write a lot about places that I've had the opportunity to visit. And so, I mean, I think... probably all my songs are kind of journey songs in one way or the other. But this was about going to a beautiful place in East Africa, the Masai Mara, and, you know, looking up at a tree and seeing these little superb starlings, which are starlings, but they look very different from our starlings. Like, they're super colorful. Like, they have these kind of turquoise-ish wings and bright orange bellies and kind of black faces. And they're just... really remarkable to look at. But, you know, according to people in Kenya, they're like pigeons, you know, so they're not considered very special. So the Kenyans that we would talk to were sort of like, it's just a superb starling. It's no big deal. You know? But to me, I was sort of like just captivated. Is that a superb starling? Is it? And so I was looking at a nest of little birds. And then that's when sort of like this came to me. And I was also, as a career teacher, you know, I taught for over 30 years. And so young ones have always been in my life in one way or the other, even though I don't have my own children. And so I just thought about all that as I sort of, and this is what came to me. So, Superb Starling.
Superb Starling.
Superb
Pups, darling, don't you cry. You'll be showing by and by to a perch on baobab tree, to the canyons of your dreams. Take a little time to grow. You can watch the rivers flow. Safe on your branch, taste the sun and the wind, what the future may hold, what tomorrow will bring, as you take to the sky on your shiny blue wings. We sit back and wait for the songs that you'll sing. Sit back and wait for the songs that you'll sing. Mother haunts red oak grass, scars the hills at Kudu Pass. Beetles, grubs, and rays of sun bring back to her dearest one. You remember where you've been once our journey does begin. Safe on your branch, says the sun and wind. The future may hold what tomorrow will bring, as you take to the sky on your shiny blue wings. Sit back and wait for the songs that you'll sing. Sit back and wait for the songs that you'll sing. Darling, don't you cry. So, Pups, darling, don't you cry.
As Lucas Rothman doing an original song that he wrote when he was in Kenya. Superb, darling. That was charming.
Thank you.
So, you said that you've been a teacher. You and your wife both have been teaching for many, many years, and you've taught. What grades have you usually taught?
I'm sort of an early childhood person, so most of my career I've actually taught. Although I've taught many grades, but most of my career I've been a kindergarten teacher. So,
do you think that affects the way you write music?
Oh, totally, totally, totally. It definitely does.
Tell me how. How does that?
I think one of the things that I sort of really admire about sort of like a 4 and 5, 6 year old is they're just, I've just admired the way that they're just kind of throw themselves into things.
Spontaneous.
You know, they just throw themselves into things in ways that, you know, whether they're sort of like finger painting or whether they're sort of like delving into sort of like, you know, creating a sandcastle, whatever it is, they just kind of, and they're totally present in that. And I'm not saying that I have that, you know, but when I watch them play and I sort of, I want that, you know what I mean? I want that for myself. I want to be able to sort of like engage in something as fully as sort of like a young child would sort of engage in. And so one of the things I always loved was sort of watching them engage, right, and sort of thinking, oh yeah, that's how that's where it comes from.
It reminds you of your own child inside of yourself. Now you've sung two songs for us, you know, mm-hmm. We're going to go walking and then,
okay,
you know, we're going to wait for the birds to sing. When I hear your music, I'm pleasantly happy. I'm always feeling buoyed up. I'm always feeling happy. There's a certain pleasure in the song, kind of a childlike pleasure, something simple and beautiful and elegant in the simplicity of it. See, that's something I think is maybe what I perceive as an audience person or someone who's listening to you. Because it seems so unaffected, so vulnerable and straightforward. Like some of Paul McCartney's simpler songs, you know, his Blackbird song, something, there's a certain elegance in the simplicity of it.
It's literally one of my favorite songs.
Oh God, yes. Well, you know, you're singing to the birds and we're going to hear you singing, and I'm hearing that kind of, have you recorded both of those songs with a melodic rhymes?
Yeah, both those songs. Actually, yeah, they're both on, interestingly enough, they're both on this one. They're on the Lead Me Back CD, which was my second one. Yeah.
Now, when did you record that?
Lord, let's see what it says.
He has to look up at the year. Oh, my God.
2012. Oh, my God. Well, that's part of the problem is sort of like, you know, the last time I actually did anything, you know, that I actually had a recording out was way back in 2015. So the whole landscape has changed, right?
So, oh, so that's much. The industry has changed. The recording techniques have changed.
I'm very clueless.
The culture. Oh, my God. It's insane.
So it's been a real learning curve. I mean, I'm spending a lot of time just trying to learn what these platforms are and how they work and things like, as I'm sure a lot of people are, but especially, you know, folks like at my age, you know, so
at your age,
at my age,
please. Yes, but you know, there's a certain vitality that comes with composing and writing that keeps you engaged in what's going on currently. You know, so age is less and less relevant, especially as we all mingle together here in this technological landscape that we roam through, you know. But one of the things that I love is the fact that when I grew up, my mom and me used to sit in the kitchen and listen to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had TV a long time, but we've had radio even longer. Mm-hmm. And the idea that, you know, we're so intrigued by our Wi-Fi devices. And yet from the 1950s, from the 40s, you can drive in your car.
Right.
With no wires attached, and there's the radio. So it, to me, it's a timeless thing. And one of the things that has been developing for me personally here with my show, here on Now and Then, I've been broadcasting since 2010. That's 2010.
Wow.
Very long time. As I've become more acquainted with, you know, the music community here and you and other singers and songwriters and all kinds of musicians, the platform that I have, I understand now how vital it can be to introducing you to new people who have never heard you before.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
You know, and then there's a lot of people that don't go out quite so much. You know, maybe they are more insulated in their media, in their entertainment. And if I can be a conduit for, this is what's happening right now currently. This man, Lucas Rotman, has just recorded a new recording, and he's about to release it. And getting a little bit of perspective about what you've done and then what you're about to release.
Right.
You know, I didn't realize that you were still living in Brooklyn and coming up here, but you've recently been performing with some local musicians, and I've been very excited. I believe Dave Christian on drums, and Jeff Anderson,
who lives
on
in
bass,
this town,
lives right here in the Bay,
and it's
great to see you collaborate with local musicians, and. You mentioned that you recorded your upcoming release here locally. Why don't you tell us?
Actually, it was I recorded it not locally. John Maley, who is Brewster Smith of Rafter fame,
Rafter's
who's an
Tavern
amazing
in Calico?
Musician,
okay.
And he's producing me and everything. But his drummer in his band, Brewster, is an amazing sound engineer, and he lives in Queens. He actually lives in Queens.
Yeah, but you see, you met him up here.
That is
so
true.
Okay,
that is true.
I see. So, you know, I was trying really hard to yeah, but you did meet him here.
That
and,
is
you
true, because it is a Brewster connection.
It's a Brewster connection.
Yeah, that's
so,
for sure.
So, You know, we do have a couple of recordings from your upcoming release coming. Sure. Would you like to hear that now, or would you like to do a live performance?
It might be fun to hear one of those songs.
It might be fun. So, what is the name of the new release?
Okay, it's called Lost and Found.
And we do have the title track available to us.
Yeah, that would be cool to
hear. Just give us a little intro to this song before we hear it.
I was doing some work when I first retired from teaching. I just retired. This is probably my second year. I was working at the Bowery Mission, just sort of like doing volunteer work. And I would sort of go and feed. I would feed many of the people. And during that time, there were a lot of people. It was still sort of like dealing with pandemic stuff. And so, a lot of folks out there in the line. And, I think one of my favorite things was just talking to people. My favorite job there was actually to be the person who cleaned up, because then I could sort of go and I could sit with people and I can just like hear their stories. And, there was just this one guy who sort of, one person who I just sort of remember just telling me about sort of like how, yeah, he really liked the Bowery Mission. Has done a lot of great work, and he talked about the Bowery Mission being sort of a place that kind of saved him from sort of like. And I was just so impressed by that imagery of sort of like he talked about being kind of face down in the street in the Bowery, and how sort of like he felt like this place had sort of really become, like a real home for him, and like a community for him. And, it is a religious Christian charity and all that stuff. So there was some biblical component to that too, which I thought was kind of interesting in his talk. And, but I just thought, I just always remembered having that conversation with him. And he had a lot of light in him. You know what I mean?
Wow.
He was, despite all that he had been through, he just had a lot of light and joy in him. And I just sort of, I sort of carried that with me. That's where that came from.
All right. So we're about to hear the title track from Lucas Rotman from his upcoming release. This is Lost and Found. Okay, it'll be just a second. So I'm Kathy Geary, and you are listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, we're having a live performance and interview with Lucas Rotman.
Along the Bowery, worn down as can be, lost until you found me, lying face down in the street, lost until you brought me in from the wind and cold, lost until you taught me that I don't have to live alone. Where you go. down. Put your loving arms around me. You are my life right now. Wherever you are, that's where I'll be. Wherever you go, you will find me. No matter how far these arms can reach, wherever you are, that's where I'll be.
That's called Lost and Found. That's the title track from Lucas Rothman, his upcoming release. We can look forward to hearing that in March. He's planning to release it then. So how cool.
Yes.
So we're listening to that, and I'm trying to figure out. To me, it sounded like 1920s, and then you said, yeah, like kind of like a New Orleans vibe.
I think that's totally what Brewster had in mind. And then Donnie from Rafters Fame, who does all our sound over there, and he plays there as well. He did all the horns for me, which was really cool.
That's just really a fabulous arrangement.
Yeah, I thought so.
So you're doing a lot of really interesting things. You've got a project going on, which I'd love for you to talk about, this vinyl. Now, you know, for our younger listeners, a vinyl refers to an LP, which is a long playing record versus a 45 RPM, which is a single. So an LP, you flip it over, there's side one, side two, and it's actually manufactured out of vinyl. And when they make a vinyl recording, it's actually a physical imprint that's done in a soft medium, and it traces the waveform. It's really old school technology, but it's got an incredible sound to it, quite different from the digital music and the digital recording that we're all so familiar with in our modern days. So to be able to record directly to vinyl, when they first started recording, they would speak really loud, and then the needle would wiggle in the wax, and then they'd make a recording from that. So it's a really strange. Tell me, Lucas, what is this vinyl live sessions? How cool is that? Tell us about it.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. So there's this studio in Brooklyn called Least of All Studios. And what they do is they reach out to songwriters and pretty much just singer-songwriters. And they invite them to come in and do live vinyl sessions with them. And so what happens is you pre-order online. And so what folks are doing is they're sort of like, I have a web page there. And then, I have a drop down menu with like songs from all my different CDs here, but also from my upcoming. And then what they do is they just sort of like, you can go there and order the song that you want. And then you get your own live recording of it.
A unique one-off copy.
One-off, yeah.
Nobody else, one of a kind, bespoke vinyl.
Right. It's
that's crazy.
That's kind of crazy, right?
So I don't understand, how can you sit there and then actually walk out with a vinyl? Do you walk out with
it? No, actually, you know, that's interesting.
Maybe, I don't know.
And
they put it in the microwave. It's done in 30 minutes.
I don't exactly know. You know, I'm
so
really
cool.
Curious as to sort of what happens. Oh, and I just found out. I just got a text from an old bandmate who said that they were going to sort of like order a song. So I was like,
I love it. And this is called the Least of.
Yeah, Least of All, Least of All.
Oh, Least of Least All, L-E-E-S-T-A-V-A-L,
recording studio. And they only do these live vinyl sessions. And I think they're sort of like, I think they're sort of just singles. And so, people order online and then they, get it.
Now,
they're shipped directly to them.
And you can order one of these on your website.
Oh yeah, you can there's a link.
You have to spell your name again.
Okay.
Okay, so get ready. Write this down, people. Here we go.
So it's Lucas, L-U-C-A-S, and it's Mehara, M-A-E-H-A-R-A, Rotman, R-O-T-M-A-N, and .com.
Lucas Mehara, Rotman.com. How, that's not hard at all. And this is like so unusual. I've never heard of anybody.
I never heard it too.
That is so cool. I love it.
When I first heard it, I was sort of like, what is this? Is this some kind of like, some kind of a gimmick or something? And then I sort of researched it and I was like, no, these people are for real. And you have all kinds of different, folks who are going down there and doing it of all different kinds of genres. So it's very cool. Yeah.
So, I want to hear some more songs.
Okay.
What would you like to sing for us next, Lucas?
I'm going to try a song. This is called We, as in W-E.
Oh, we. As in we. As
in
we, you
us.
And I.
And this is off of, this is a new song. So this is be right. off of the, this will be off the new CD.
All right. So this is Lucas Rotman live here in the studio, and he'll be singing his original song, We.
Trembling child grasp, mother's silver cross. For every hope a sleepless night, for the humanity we've lost. No tender arms of comfort here, in the dark of the abyss. Is this who we become? Have we always been like this? Ooh. We could be anything we want to be. Light is in you, light is in me. Stained and bullet ridden, this earth beneath our feet. Light another candle for the ones who no longer speak. The knee that's placed upon the neck of those who yearn to breathe. Is this who we become? Who we will always be? Could be anything we want to be. Light is in you, light is in me. Could be free. Shadows sprawled on subway platforms, hidden in the night. Ruins of our endless crusades kept thankfully out of sight. Of gleaming towers, their endless rise, so inscrutable.
so cold. Is this who we become, or just what we've been sold? We could be anything we want to be. Light is in you. Light is in me. And we could be free. We could be free. I do believe. We shall be free. We shall be free, we shall be free.
Well, what a powerful song. That's a powerful song.
Thanks.
When you get to the ooh, when you do that modulation, I had like goosebumps the first time you sang that. When I think about popular music on the radio, there's not a lot of artists making social commentary. The protest song does not really get as much media attention as it used to. But in the tradition of Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan, you're making some really profound and beautiful statements about the state of our American culture. But once again, I feel like it's your instinct as a teacher to remind us that we can be what we want to be. It's a very positive, even though it's kind of a scathing and harsh assessment.
Yeah.
There's something.
I felt like that song had
to have
very. Yeah, it had
hopeful,
to have that song had to have
hopeful.
some sort of something hopeful.
And that seemed to be the bottom line.
Yeah,
as if all these things, however, we can do better.
I think that's the whole. I think that's the whole sort of like idea behind that. So yeah, some of the imagery in there,
well done,
and the story,
it's really well done,
is very harsh. But I think I think there's a belief that we can come out of it better.
Why else would you sing a song like that?
There you go.
If not to make people think and reflect. So he's tuned up. And he's turned on. I'm Kathy Geary.
I think I have the right harmonica.
We got the right harmonica this time.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yay! And I'm actually in tune for
this
song.
He's in tune.
This is good.
So this is Now and Then here on a Saturday afternoon. And I'm Kathy Geary live in the studio today with one of my good friends, singer-songwriter Lucas Rothman. So, Lucas, he's working on it.
Oh, I'm here.
He's got his capo going on. So what would you sing for us now?
So this is a song, my wife's favorite song. This is called Where the Day Goes, and it's a song about being a kid back in the 60s, growing up in inner city Philadelphia. Where we'd meet in the shattered windows in the August heat, like Odysseus and his mighty crew, through the side streets and alleyways we flew. All the coins we take
Franklin's grave. Jumped the old brick wall, hopped the metal fence, sweet by a hot dog, sent a champ cherry shake. We're good at nickels to a dead man. Sidewalk ends when the night falls on these dead end streets and where thoughts go and our dreams begin. That's when I know we'll meet again. Cops were gone, turn the hydrants on, won't be back till dark, we'll soak all the cars, running barefoot, dancing through the flood, we just skin and bones, flesh and blood. Here's a Fu Manchu, lucky to, I can kill an old Mama Duke. To our fearless leader, Nate, what was little Tony's fame? Was this all just a dream and a play? Yeah, yeah. Where the day goes and the sidewalk ends when the night falls on these dead end streets and where thoughts go and our dreams begin, that's when I know. Ooh. Ooh. Where the day goes and the sidewalk ends when the night falls on these dead end streets and where thoughts go and our dreams begin, that's when I know.
I love that song too. I'm not surprised it's one of your wife's favorites. I love that song. That was the title of your first CD too, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Yes. Where the Day Goes. That's right. Where the Day Goes.
There
what
you go. Do you know where the yeah. day goes? Okay, people, are you keeping up here? Lucas Rotman is about to release his latest recordings, and we've got two preview tracks here. This release will be coming out in March, and it's called Lost and Found. And we're about to hear one more song. Tell us about this, Rise Up.
Oh, yeah, this one is really, this is really a fun one. It was so much attests to the skill of Brewster Smith as a producer, you know. I'm really hoping that people sort of really start, you know, people know him as a great musician. They know that he sort of is runs an amazing bar in right. Calico, New York, and they know him to be a really wonderful person. He's all those things, but he really has a musical sense like nobody I've ever met.
Wow.
You know, he can sort of like pull off, like, you know, you can just name a tune and he can just start singing it. I mean, so he has a musical sensibility, that I just have never really seen before. And, so he has always, you know, he always said to me, he says, you know, Lucas, it would be really fun to sort of, I really like your songs. I'd like to produce them someday. And I said, okay. And so, you know, so he did. And he just had an idea about this song that I thought was really, really quite interesting. Like he heard a banjo on it, which
okay.
I was just sort of like,
all right.
I said, but what you want in a banjo, I can't really do. And so, they actually, I hate to admit this, the people are not going to be happy about this, but, we actually found an online program. that sort of like does banjo.
Okay. No, you know.
And I'm telling
you, tools are available.
These tools are available. And so, because although I play banjo, what he was describing, I was like, it's way beyond anything that I can do.
You've really piqued my interest.
And so he was sort of like, so I'm really, you know, I was really sort of excited by that. And the great job that John Maley did in sort of engineering this, I just was like.
Well, I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
From Lucas Rotman. So, this song is called Rise Up Sally. Is that right? Did I get the song title?
I think you got it.
Okay.
I think you got it.
Here we go. So we're having some issues with playing the song back. And that's such a real shame because now, my apologies, now we're going to actually have to ask Lucas to do another live song for us. Because,
well,
you know,
maybe I can play that song without the banjo.
Okay. Well, you know, I encourage everybody to if you want to investigate this singer-songwriter further, I encourage you to do so. So,
this will be Rise Up Sally.
Rise Up Sally.
And I have some shows coming up. I have a couple things. I have over at Rockwood Music Hall over on 196 Allen Street in East Village. I'll be playing there with my bandmates, Jeff Anderson, amazing bassist.
Nice.
He just called me. I don't know what that was about, but he just called me on the phone, and he lives up here. And then
he's got to be listening. He must be listening.
And David Christian, amazing drummer, who I just met and who's been, kind enough to play with me for few times as well. So he's going to be there. And then my old bandmates from Melodic
Miners.
Wait a
minute. When is this gig?
And this is it'll be on February 16th.
And that's a Thursday.
Yeah, that's on a Thursday night.
And that is in Manhattan at Rockwood Music Hall. People, check it out. So Lucas is going to be doing a live performance of the song Rise Up Sally. Here we go, Lucas Rotman.
Darling, hold on tight. We'll be leaving here tonight. Rise, Sally, rise, Sally, rise. Only place I long to be is with you riding right beside me. Rise, Sally, rise, Sally, rise. Ooh. Path is narrow, canyons wide. A love like ours won't be denied. Rise, Sally, rise, Sally, ride. Galloping across the plain as the wind howls out your name. Rise, Sally, rise. Don't know where we're going, but we're not the fragile kind. There's a beauty in not knowing what is further down the line. Let the moon cast shadows on all we left behind. As long as I'm yours, you are mine. I'm yours and you are mine. Driving through the dry ravine, the echo of our trusty steeds. Rise, Sally, rise, Sally, rise. Starry lands of mercy seat, bless the earth beneath our feet. Rise, rise, Sally, rise. What is deep, the water's cold. Not to fill our mortal souls. Arise, rise, rise, Sally, rise. Wait at river when it comes, now a journey's just begun. Rise, Sally, rise, Sally, rise. Don't know where we're going, but we're not the fragile kind. Beauty in not knowing what is further down the line. Let the moon cast shadows on all we left behind. Once I'm yours, you are mine. I'm yours and you are mine. I am yours and you are mine.
That's fabulous energy, Lucas.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You like singing, don't you? Is it fun performing?
It is. I mean, I think the thing I love doing most.
What was that hesitation?
No,
I was thinking,
no hesitation. It's just that I like writing more than anything. You know, if I had the choice, you know, I would. It would be great to have somebody else singing them, but yes, I do enjoy. I do enjoy it, but no, it's sort of like, but no, it's the writing that I love.
Hearing a songwriter sing their own songs, no one else can do it like that.
That's true.
And it's a pleasure to have you here on the program today.
It was great, Kathy. Thank you so much. You do so much for the community and for all of us.
And I'm just part to
so
be
grateful to you.
Glad to be a part of the tribe. You know what
you
I mean?
Are definitely. You're a ringleader of the tribe.
Uh-oh. Oh, they've got my name. Oh, I've been found out. Well, I just want to thank you again so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Lucas Rothman. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then on today's program. We were in for such a treat. Singer-songwriter Lucas Rothman, Lucas Mehera Rothman. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you're well, and I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Majestic Farm, specializing in organic apples and pasture-raised heritage meats. Open all year for contact-free meat pickup, majesticfarm.com. From NACL Theater Highland Lake, innovative performance and community action, nacl.org. And from listener donations at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
Radio Catskill.
On air, online, on your smartphone, and on your smart speaker.
Public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania. We are Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.